going to tell you, oh, there's more. Good. I'm going to tell you about going on a picnic. Have you ever been on a picnic?
We're going to one today.
Today. Awesome. Okay. Well, I went on a picnic a long time ago. I've been on several picnics, but this particular one was when it was in the summertime when I lived in California, where it was very, very hot. And so after church with my friends, we had our dinner, and we were finished cleaning up our dishes, and we said, it's too hot to go outside. Maybe we could go up to the Sequoia National Park and just rest in the, maybe cooler up there. Do you guys know what sequoias are? They're huge, 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 huge trees. Here's a picture of part of one, and here's the people. You can see how tiny the people are next to these trees. They're giant sequoia trees. And so we got in our cars, and several cars, and we took some chairs, and we took some blankets, and we took some water. But we didn't have to take a picnic because we already ate. So we drove up to the park. We went to a place called Crescent Meadow. And it's just a nice picnic area and a place to take walks and just to spend a quiet afternoon. So when we got to the picnic area, there were lots of tables there, but people weren't eating because it was about 3:30, probably middle of the afternoon, and most people had already eaten. And so we were just resting in the shade. And while after we were there a little while, another group came, a man with four big boys. Now, they were big about like Kyle. You guys know how big Kyle is. And I asked his mom, and she said, this is true. They're always hungry. Big boys are always hungry. So this man and his three big boys had the biggest ice chest I think I've ever seen. It was huge, and it took two of them to carry it. They brought it to the table, and the boys were saying, hurry, hurry, Dad, we're starving. Because it was, you know, already a couple hours since they'd eaten the last time. So they got their ice chest open, and they took out a bowl, and I don't think I've ever seen a bowl as big as this bowl. It was a big, big, big bowl, a Tupperware bowl. And they took the lid off of it, and it was just full to the brim with potato salad. Oh, the boys could hardly wait to get their plate and get some potato salad, and they got a sandwich out of their bag, and they sat down to eat. And the dad had to go back to his car for something, I don't know what. So these three big boys are sitting there eating the potato salad, and it was nice and peaceful. Then we started hearing some noises in the bushes that were on the side of the picnic grounds. Something's in the bushes over there. What do you think that could be? And it turned out to be a creature, which I have a picture of here, if I could get a hold of it. Can you read this right here?
A bear.
What does this say?
A bear.
Black bear.
What does that say?
Black bear. Black bear. Eat anything you eat.
That's right. That's what came out of the bushes. Not just one black bear, but a mama bear and her two cubs came out of the bushes. And they were making these little sounds like bears make. I can't even begin to make a bear sound, so I'm not going to try. I'll just tell you in people talk what I think the bears were saying. The kids were saying, Mom, Mom, we want something to eat. And she said to them, sit down right over there until I tell you you can get up. Have you ever heard a mom say that to you?
Yes.
Maybe once or twice moms have to tell you that. So these little baby bears sat right down right where she told them, and they just stayed there. But they kept talking to her in bear talk. Well, she raised her nose up, and she looked all around, and she sniffed the air. And what do you think she smelled? Potato salad, exactly. So she went right over to the table where the three big boys were eating. And they hadn't even noticed her because they were so interested in eating their food. And she got almost up to them before somebody yelled at them and said, there's a bear. And they, They jumped up and they raced off. They left their potato salad and everything at the table. So that was fine with her because she just wanted some potato salad. So she proceeded to eat their picnic. She ate every drop of potato salad out of that giant bowl. She sat right on the top of the table, stuck her head down in the bowl, and just slurped everything right out of it. They had sandwiches and things. She ate all the sandwiches. She just ate everything. Well, all the time that she's eating their picnic, her kids are sitting over right where she told them, and they're saying, "Mom, Mom, can't we have something to eat? We're hungry too, you know." And so she said, "Fine, fine, fine, I'll get you something to eat." So she went to the side of the picnic grounds where there was a tree that had fallen down. I don't know how long it had been there, but a long time. It still had a little bit of bark on it. So she pulled a piece of bark up. It was probably about this tall and pretty wide, 3 or 4 feet tall and a foot to 15 inches wide. She pulled that piece of bark off of the tree, and underneath it there were some bugs and things. She said to the kids, "You guys can eat that." So bears are very interesting creatures, but they are something that we have to be careful of. They're way, way bigger and stronger than we even can imagine. But the interesting thing, one of the interesting things to me was the babies. When she told them to sit down, they sat there. When she told them where they could come and have something to eat, they came right over there and they ate just the things she told them to eat. And then when she started to leave, something kind of scared her. And so she told the babies, "Go up that tree." And they went up the tree so fast. It was amazing how fast the bear could go up the tree. And they were way up in the branches. We couldn't even see them. And then after she was happy that everything was okay, she went off down the trail. Her babies were still in the tree. And when she was out, clear out of our sight, we couldn't even see her anymore. Then we heard her say, "Okay, kids, you can come now." Down the tree they came, and off they went through the woods. So very obedient children. So when our moms and our dads are telling us what we need to do, it's important for us to listen. Right? Okay. I have a sticker for you today, so let me see if I can get these out.
Remember to pick up your offerings
in the chapel. Thank you, honey.
Whoa! Almost lost one there.
Yes. Thank you.